I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 23rd. The newly formed citizens group, A Just Quincy, will be holding a meeting Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. The group recently tried to overturn the salary increases for the mayor and city councilors, but failed to gather enough signatures to force the repeal. Organizers say they will gather to celebrate their efforts and plan their next steps. Results of a recent poll of almost 600 people indicated that residents want to run a slate of candidates next year to replace the current city council. The poll also indicated strong support for term limits in Quincy. Other priorities, according to the poll, call for fiscal responsibility, concern about the potential for a 99-year lease of Granite Links to Quarry Hills Associates, review of a new plan for future salary increases for elected officials, and a residential tax exemption. A Just Quincy says this week's meeting will discuss how to move forward as a group. The meeting will be held Thursday at 6 in the community meeting room of the main library in Quincy Center and may also be held on Zoom. The Quincy Stormwater Advisory Committee has a busy agenda planned for today's meeting. The committee will receive updates on projects, including efforts to alleviate flooding in the Forbes Hill area as part of the Furnaceburg Golf Course project, an update on the Marymount Parkway Bridge project, and an update on the Furnaceburg Parkway outfall pipes. Also on the agenda today, updates on the restoration of Butler's and Sailor's Home ponds, the Beachcomber Park project, and improvements to the open space on Harriet Avenue. The meeting will be held at 6:30 p.m. at Coddington Hall in Quincy Center. Well, this week, some high school students in Quincy are putting together some care packages for their fellow students when they return to classes in September. The Quincy Public Schools Youth Works students, along with interns and staff, are working at Quincy High School to assemble and pack over 1,100 essential hygiene kits filled with products including soap, shampoo, toothpaste, feminine hygiene products, and more. The students are working with the Needham-based nonprofit called Hope and Comfort. The kits will be distributed to students at the Snug Harbor, Broad Meadows, Point Webster, and Southwest Middle Schools this fall. Supporters say the care packs will help provide consistent access to essential hygiene products and allow students to experience better health, confidence, and increased school engagement. Well, hundreds of people gathered outside the courthouse in Dedham yesterday ahead of a status hearing in the ongoing case of Karen Reed, accused of ramming into her Boston police officer boyfriend with her SUV and leaving him for dead in a snowstorm in January of 2022. Dozens of Reed supporters were present, and about 20 opposing supporters of John O'Keefe also waited outside the court. Earlier this month, the judge declared a mistrial after 5 days of deliberations when the jury couldn't reach a unanimous verdict following a two-month trial. Reed arrived at court about 10 minutes before yesterday's scheduled 2 p.m. hearing, along with her lawyers and several security guards. The hearing lasted only a matter of minutes. The judge set a tentative retrial date for Monday, January 27, 2025. A pretrial conference is scheduled for January 14th, and a hearing is set for August 9th to hear arguments on the defense's motion to dismiss the case. It became a common occurrence during the final weeks of Reed's first trial for large groups of her supporters to gather outside the courtroom, often dressed in pink. On several occasions, people opposing Reed also showed up, leading to a series of conflicts. Reed, a former adjunct professor at Bentley College, had been out drinking with O'Keefe, a 16-year member of the Boston Police. He was found outside the Canton home of another Boston police officer. An autopsy found O'Keefe died of hypothermia and blunt force trauma. The defense argued that O'Keefe was killed inside the home after Reed dropped him off and that those involved chose to frame her because she was a convenient outsider. Massachusetts drivers still can't get their cars inspected days after a worldwide Microsoft outage affected services at the state's Registry of Motor Vehicles. Spokesperson for MassDOT said there is no timetable for when car inspections will be available again. The spokesperson said state workers have to visit some inspection locations to manually reset affected computers. Drivers in Massachusetts are required to get a safety inspection of their cars every year or face a traffic violation. The annual fee is $35. The RMV says motorcycle inspections are being offered at motorcycle stations. Friday's outage caused by a software update from cybersecurity company CrowdStrike affected airlines, banks, healthcare systems, and other businesses around the world. Here in Massachusetts, numerous flights at Logan Airport were impacted and local hospitals were forced to cancel appointments. At the start of the outage, the RMV on Friday canceled appointments and was unable to accept online credit card payments for over half the day. The agency was still able to conduct road tests during the outage. The RMV isn't the only entity seeing continued problems from the outage. Delta canceled flights for a third straight day yesterday, as one of the airline's flight crew tracking tools was made inoperable by the outage. Well, now that President Biden is officially off of the 2024 ballot, Democrats are looking ahead to the Democratic National Convention next month, when the delegates will have the choice to nominate Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's nominee. Secretary of State Bill Galvin says the next step in the process is for the delegates to vote. Democrats are expected to hold an early virtual roll call vote formalizing the nomination in early August. Galvin said there's also the possibility of a third party candidate to put in their name on the race. The actual ballots will not be officially finalized until September. Here in Massachusetts, ballots will be final on September 10th. Vice President Harris will soon have to choose a running mate who will also have to be endorsed by the party. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 127 points, the NASDAQ rose 280, and the S&P added 59. Shares were mixed. In Asia, the dollar was steady, the euro fell, oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to the Rockies in Colorado 9-8. They're back at it tonight at 8:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some showers around this morning, and then a cloudy, muggy, high today 78 degrees. Or tonight, cloudy, muggy, a low of 72. Showers tomorrow, and maybe a rumble of thunder, high of 75. Thursday, still unsettled, off and on showers, muggy, and a high of 82. Sunshine returns Friday, high of 84. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, an east wind at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 1:44 p.m. Sunrise at 5:28, sets at 8:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 23rd.